Welcome back to the Mindful Presenter Truth Series. Here's truth three. Everybody gets nervous. Everybody gets nervous, no exceptions. Now, I know what some of you may be thinking, if you're one of those people that are sitting there thinking, hang on a minute, I don't agree with that. I'm one of the most confident presenters and public speakers on the planet. I don't feel any nerves at all. I don't really believe you. Here's why. We run high impact public speaking and presentation skills workshops, both in businesses and publicly. And we'll normally have a group of maximum of six people on each workshop. And one of the first questions I ask every group that I work with is this: how many of you are nervous? When I ask that question, you can guarantee that at least one person in the room will put their hand up. Sometimes you'll get two, maybe even three. The others that don't put their hands up, they'll either smile as if to say, no, not me, I'm fine on that score, or they'll look down at their feet. And then I share this quote. It's from Mark Twain. You may have heard it. It's been around for a long time. Mark Twain said, there are two types of speaker. He said there are those that are nervous and those that are liars. When I share that quote with my delegates, the ones that didn't put their hand up to admit they were nervous generally look down at their feet. And then we open up a conversation about it, and most will admit that they feel something, some level of anxiety or nerves. Now, how they own that and manage that and harness that to use that to their advantage is another matter entirely. And that's something that we coach and teach and share in a very powerful way on our coaching sessions and public speaking workshops. And throughout this truth series, I'm going to share many, many things that you can do to manage and own those nerves. Somebody once said to me that if it's true what Mark Twain said, then maybe if we all have butterflies flying in our stomach, then maybe our challenge as presenters is to find a way to get those butterflies flying in formation rather than jumping around on pogo sticks all the time and paralyzing us. If we all get nervous, we need to find some ways of managing those nerves. And as I say, I'm going to share over the course of this series many ideas and principles and tools and techniques to help you. A lot of them are on our website. Most of them are on our website, mindfulpresenter.com. Check it out and you'll see for yourself. But for the purpose of this short truth video, I just want to share two with you. The first is you have to accept that it's human nature that we will all feel nervous to some extent. Whether it's visible, whether we show it, how it extends itself is another matter, but we all feel something. If you don't, to me, arguably that means you don't care. You see, I made a decision to leave the boardroom many years ago to do this because I was very frustrated with the way we were connecting or not connecting with each other in business. We were just dumping information. But every time I speak, whether it's on a video like this, or whether it's at a conference in front of hundreds of people, or even every workshop, I feel nervous to some degree. I've just learned how to own and harness that and use that to my advantage as best I can. And I made a decision, a very mindful decision, that the morning I wake up to try to connect with any human being in a presentational or public speaking context, and I don't feel nervous, I'm not gonna do it anymore. Because it simply means to me that I don't care. And that's not good enough. I have no right to inflict my voice on you if I don't care about you. Here are the two things I want to share immediately. The first is you have to accept it. And what I mean by that is own it. Give this inner voice, this nervousness, this anxiety that we all have, presenting and public speaking aside, we have it in just about every area of our lives. But we all have this voice, you know, this inner voice. Own it, accept it, name it, talk to it. I've named mine, I call mine Taz. When I was a small boy growing up, there was a cartoon that I loved. It was Taz, the Tasmanian devil. And he used to create havoc. He'd whirl around and create, spin around and just destroy everywhere he went. And sometimes it can be like that in your mind, especially when you're under pressure and you're feeling particularly anxious with presenting. So when I have that, whether it's days before or moments before I'm presenting, giving an important presentation, and Taz starts speaking to me, you wouldn't believe the things he says to me, by the way. I talk to him, I challenge him. I say things in my mind. I don't necessarily say it out loud, but if I'm on my own, I'll say it out loud. But I'll say things like, Taz, please, not now. Are you doing it again? Please, just let it go. I understand you're trying to look after me, but but not now. There's a time and a place. We'll look at that. Sometimes I use some pretty strong language as well. So give your inner voice a name. Talk to it. The second point or principle that I want to share with you is you have to have something important to say. You really do. You have to have a clear, compelling message that you understand and believe in. If you don't have something important to say, then you're disrespecting your audience's time. Remember in Truth One, I talked about the fact, my belief that we live in a world of noise. We're just overwhelmed with noise, saturated with data and information, all this stuff coming at us fast and furiously. When we go to a business presentation, whether it's online or offline, we have to have something important to say. If you don't have something important to say, send them an email. Because if you don't have something important to say, you should be nervous. So think about why you're presenting in the first place. What difference will it make on a tangible level to your audience's personal or professional lives? Own it, talk to it, name it, talk to it, and have something important to say. Be mindful about your message. I work with a lot of presenters. When I ask them what their message is, they don't really know. They've got tons of information they can share with me. They can talk extensively in great detail, experts in their field. But at the heart of it, there's no clarity of purpose. I'll leave those thoughts with you. As I say, in the meantime, if you want to learn more about how to combat, manage, deal with those nerves in a very powerful way, go to our website, mindfulpresenter.com. And stay tuned, because throughout this Mindful Presenter Truth series, I'm going to share lots of other ideas with you as we move forward. Thank you.